The Constitutional Court on Tuesday set an important precedent when it invalidated President Klaus's decision to sack Iva Brožová as head of the Supreme Court in February this year. The judge ruled that in dismissing Judge Brožová, the president had violated the independence of the judiciary. The president in turn accused it of wanting to usurp political power. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The president dismissed Iva Brožová as head of the Supreme Court in February following repeated complaints from then Justice Minister Pavel Němec about her alleged poor performance in office. Brožová refused to accept the decision, saying that although he had appointed her to the post, the president was not in a position to dismiss her from office. She filed a complaint at the Constitutional Court, and Judge Dagmar Lastovecká ruled in her favor.
Ústavní soud konstatoval, že za situace, kdy pravomoc k odvolání předsedy nejvyššího...
Although the law is vague in this respect, we have reached the conclusion that an interpretation which assigns the right to recall the head of the Supreme Court to the president violates one of the basic premises of our legal system, the strict separation of the executive power and the judiciary.
Moci soudní a jejího oddělení od moci výkonné.
The verdict provoked an angry response from the president, who said the court's ruling undermined the principles of parliamentary democracy in the Czech Republic and accused the judiciary of wanting to be a state within a state.
V tomto rozhodnutí vidím nebezpečný posun našich polistopadových poměrů od parlamentu.
This decision implies a dangerous shift from our post-1989 system of parliamentary democracy to a system which gives our courts complete and unlimited autonomy. That doesn't exist anywhere in the world.
This very public clash of wills has divided lawyers and politicians. A former constitutional court judge and an expert on constitutional matters, Vojtěch Cepl, says he's pleased with a verdict since Czech politicians are overly inclined to interfere with the judiciary.
U nás může ministr spravedlnosti povyšovat soudce, zkoušel trest.
In our country, the justice minister has the power to promote or punish judges. We've seen the former justice minister intervene in the case of the Prince of Qatar, who was accused of sexually abusing underage girls. Our judiciary does not have a separate budget. In general, the powers of the judiciary are much weaker than those of the executive branch.
Je mnohem slabší než moc výkonná.
The ruling has opened up an important question. Who then has the right to recall the head of the Supreme Court? Legal experts say there is no clear answer to that question. Iva Brožová and other court presidents and deputies are now in office indefinitely. The new Justice Minister, Jiří Pospíšil, aims to change that with an amendment to the law, and there are now two proposals on the table. Either the Justice Minister could be given the right to recall a judge but allow them to challenge that decision in court, or judges in high posts would be appointed for a limited term, 5 to 10 years, as is the case elsewhere in the world.
And thank you for that report, Daniela Lazareva.